Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1460, air date June 20th, 2024.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Shiva Ayadure. Today, we're going to be having a discussion on green tea and specifically related to the research we've been doing on immune health. So green tea on immune health is what we're going to be talking about. Let me also start our stream on Instagram because typically we start that a little bit later and we're doing that right now. Yeah, so that's what we're going to be talking about green tea on immune health. So let's jump right into it. We have a lot of stuff to cover, and I hope you guys enjoy this. So let me begin. First of all, a little bit about green tea. Green tea is actually known as an energy elixir. And it was its discovery goes back to around 4,000 years ago. And it's one of the most consumed beverages after water, believe it or not. And it's produced from the fresh leaves of Camellia sinensis, okay? That's the official name. Now, the major medicinal benefits of green tea are attributed to the catechins and the amino acids, which we're gonna review today. Everything we do as a part of our program, you know, in delivering the solution Cytosolve and the work we do, which is a lot of work that we do it as a service because we really wanna educate people on a systems approach to everything we do, but we're gonna focus on the array of catechins and amino acids, which are central to what makes green tea what it is. Before I begin, many of you know that everything I do is about taking a systems approach, whether it be politics, whether it be health, whether it be science, anything. And when you take a systems approach, you're able to really see beyond left or right or beyond pro and anti or beyond this is good or this is bad. But you get to come to more the heart of what truth relies. And I want to play you a quick video about my journey to systems that people are joining. So you understand that I've had a very rich experience across many, many different fields, which really makes me appreciate these central principles of system science, which we'll come back to. So let me just play this video.
Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inter-office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Ecomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.
All right, everyone, welcome. This is Dr. Shiva. Today, we're going to be doing a detailed deep dive into green tea on immune health. And so that was just a quick overview about my journey to systems, which gives you a deeper understanding of the approach that we take here at Truth, Freedom, Health. So let me just keep going. Part of this approach to systems is to have a truly integrative approach. So we don't separate science, thinking, activism, fighting, and our body's health. Think, fight, and heal is our motto. As a part of this, we have three important platforms. There are others too. And one of those important platforms enables us to really approach, when we look at the world of truth, freedom, health, we recognize that truth, freedom, health is about you getting educated or we're going to be enslaved. So that's one of the key pieces. As a part of that, I want to encourage all of you to recognize that the movement that we've created also has a fundamental framework that enables everyone here to really start understanding how you can actually be part of this movement for truth, freedom, health, so you can actually learn how to take a systems approach. So let me play this video as we're having people join that'll help you understand this.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with as a part of this movement, we're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud,
You don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people. 2 years of MIT control systems, I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it, anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I gotta build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com. So people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
All right, again, to share with everyone, the framework that we've created for all of you is a very powerful framework within our larger movement to think, fight, and heal. Now, Truth, Freedom, and Health, those of you who are interested, go to truthfreedomhealth.com. We just watched that video, and we have a whole bunch of ways that people can participate as members, supporters, and warrior scholars. One of the things we want to do is when people support and contribute to us, we want to support them back. So even if you just sign up as a free member, recognize that there's four gifts. There's a wonderful free course up there, which is now called Get Off the Plantation. So you can go do that. If you contribute a little bit more, you get six different gifts in addition to a very powerful set of capabilities and eBooks that help you understand how your body is a system. And those who contribute more than that get a whole bunch of gifts, right? Warriors, we call them, are entitled to about 15 different gifts, books, knowledge, the entire platform, so you can connect and communicate with other people worldwide to become a Truth from Health Warrior Scholar. So get involved. This is a way you support what we're doing and you support your education to become a Warrior Scholar. Every Thursdays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m., there's a powerful open house and orientation. Go to vashiva.com/orientation to join. So let's go to green tea. As I mentioned when we started, it's a very powerful elixir, as it's known, and it's the most consumed beverage after water. And it has many, many medicinal benefits that we'll go into that are really composed of the amino acids and what are known as the catechins in it. So we're going to go into a deep dive to discuss that. So what you're going to learn today, A, what is green tea? You're going to understand green tea, the innovation process we went through to understand this, the Immune Health Initiative, green tea on immune health and how you can be part of the Cytosolve Immune Health Initiative. So let's begin with green tea. The use of green tea goes back to 1618 AD. It was utilized as a medicinal plant in China. The green tea originated in China, and since then its production and manufacturing has spread to other countries in East Asia. And there's varieties of green tea, as we'll look at. Green tea is not just only one particular, plant. In South Korea, green tea is used in skincare products such as facial masks and creams to promote clear and radiant skin. In many cultures, green tea has been used as a remedy for minor ailments, soothing sunburns, reducing eye puffiness, and freshening breath. So when we think about green tea, we want to let you know that the approach we take when we want to look at green tea on immune health is we have a very powerful technology called Cytosolve. Cytosolve is a collaborative platform that we've created that helps us analyze all the known literature out there, build large-scale mathematical models, integrate with research findings. So it's a very powerful way, that's a very comprehensive way to research anything. But one of our commitments with Cytosolve is we don't do any animal testing. Everything we do is in the digital world, but based on, you know, physical chemistry. In fact, there is no need for animal testing. Even the NIH and the FDA believe there's no need. Moreover, Cytosolve is committed to truly fight racism, which means support really indigenous medicines. Big Pharma talks a big game about diversity and all this stuff, but they really hate indigenous medicines. Our platform, everything we do is committed to understanding the value of ancient systems of medicine. Tea is medicine, someone just wrote. One must also understand that the existing academic medical establishment is doing a lot of fake science and fraud. For example, this paper came out in the Stanford Daily about the former Stanford president who put out a bogus paper on Alzheimer's, and he finally retracted it after many decades of resistance. Here's another paper in this, another fraud example. We're at the University of Minnesota for nearly, after a 6-month investigation was concluded that a professor there at University of Minnesota for 16 years, his research, which was used as one of the premier studies in Alzheimer's, was photoshopping stuff into his journals. And then we recently heard that the people at Dana-Farber were just faking cancer data. So this is an incessant problem among this academic mafia. And nothing happens to them, by the way. And the reason is there's an incestuous web of science where big academia, you know, are the same people who work with Big Pharma, are the same people who are the publishers of the journals, so they control the scientific, production of literature, and they also work with government. So this incestuous web of science is what Cytosolve is breaking up. Recently, a bunch of billionaires who've been funding many of these universities started asking themselves, you know, we've given these universities billions of dollars, and what's actually happened? Has there been any major cures? And they said, really not. That these universities are simply taking research funding and taking more research funding. Their machinery is one of grants, not to really advance science. So this is a reality, what's going on. Cytosolve breaks through that. What we've done is created a platform that disintermediates academia. We've created a platform to do science faster, cheaper, and safer, and all of you can be part of that. And we'll talk more about that. All of you can use this platform to do your own research, to support our research, to build your own products. So it's been a long process for me, close to 20 years, that all of you guys can be part of that. So that's what Cytosolve is. And you can donate to the Cytosolve Open Science Institute. You can go to vashiva.com/open science and donate. And when you donate, guess what? We give you back stuff. We give you back, you contribute 100 or more and you get all these amazing gifts that help you become a warrior scholar. So the Cytosolve innovation process is quite a revolutionary way that I created, where we begin with creating a molecular systems architecture of a particular disease by taking all the knowledge out there. Then we publish it. Then we do the mathematical modeling. And then we look at different compounds in nature and we screen them. And then we, if we find something new, we get patents. And then we license and manufacture. This is our process that we've created with Cytosolve. And over the last now 20 years of doing this, we've created many, many powerful capabilities to in different areas. We have about over 30, 40 different initiatives in different areas of disease, biological function that all of you should know of. But this has been a long process. We're going after, believe it or not, we want to go after solving, I don't think I was presenting, we want to go after solving, frankly, all the diseases in the world, but through looking at natural compounds. That's what we want to do. Let me just go back here. What I shared here was that we have this very powerful process of innovation. And to those of you, if you were watching this, these billionaires basically, and you can, by the way, you can support our research here, but these billionaires were very upset with the way science is going on. And when you support us, we really support you back in a number of ways. That's what I was sharing. But this is our innovation process. And in this innovation process, we've been able to go after many, many different disease areas. And we're doing this with pennies on the dollar. So one of the things I want to share with you is an example of how we did this before we go to immune health. Osteosolve is a very powerful spin-off that came out of Cytosolve. And we went through this process. First of all, we mapped out every molecular pathway of osteoarthritis. Hundreds of thousands of papers we went to, and we mapped out every molecular reaction that's involved in osteoarthritis at the time, you know, of the data that we had. Then we published it, because if we don't publish, people think we're just doing garbage in, garbage out. And then we took many, many ingredients that were out there, or sorry, before we did the ingredients, we mathematically modeled the molecular mechanisms of osteoarthritis. And then we went through many different ingredients, and we found two ingredients that were quite powerful. We did the combination screening, and they came from these natural ingredients from nature. And that resulted through this process in the creation of Cytosolve. Sorry, in the creation of MB25, which I'll play you a quick video. But MB25 comes from this depth of understanding of looking at everything that may cause osteoarthritis, joint health, pain, inflammation, all those things, and finding out the right compounds in nature which could alleviate that. And that resulted in MB25.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I'd start taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
So in this process, when we created MV25, we also then went and got a patent on it, and then we started manufacturing it. So we've learned how to go end to end. And by the way, you can go to mb25.life to purchase this. Let me put the URL. People are asking about that. But the reason I wanted to share this example with you is it's because not only are you aware that there's a solution out there for this area, but more importantly, you are now aware that we've created a very powerful way to do discovery faster, cheaper, and safer without killing animals. That's what this is about. Similarly, we've taken the same approach by looking at ingredients in nature to identify a set of ingredients, about 20 different ingredients when you put them together. It's a very powerful food for our pets we all obviously love and care about. So this is a process we're going through, okay? So now when we look at green tea, we first start out by looking at all the research out there. There's close to 35,000 papers written out there, over 35,000, over 1,300 clinical trials, over 200 years of medical research. So think about all that knowledge we have to curate and analyze and bring together. And that's what the CytoSolve engine allows us to do. And CytoSolve is that engine for drug discovery. And from this, what we identified was there's many compounds, but there's 31 key molecules, and you can see those here, from minerals to vitamins to amino acids and to these volatile compounds. You can look at it, it's a range of minerals from potassium to cobalt to chromium to magnesium, fluoride, calcium, zinc, nickel, selenium, a variety of vitamins, and a whole range of amino acids. At the outset, I said that one of the key things with green tea is it's a combination of amino acids from L-theanine, which you've probably heard about, to tyrosine, tryptophan, threonine, glutamic acid, serine, glycine, valine, leucine, aspartic acid, lysine, arginine, and then these important volatile compounds, which really give green tea its oomph, the alcohols, the esters, the hydrocarbons, and aldehydes, about 31 different molecules. And these catechins are really the active compounds in green tea. So the four ones are epicatechin, epigallocatechin, EGC, and epicatechin gallate, ECG, and then epigallocatechin gallate. And you can see the molecular structures here. So epicatechin is on the bottom left here. And then you look at epigallocatechin, which is here. And then you look at epicatechin gallate, which is here, and epigallocatechin gallate. So a little more complexity. But these are the powerful compounds that makes that delivers some tremendous amount of the value. So if we look at green tea, the biological effects are it's an antioxidant, it's an anti-inflammatory, it's an anti-proliferative, anti-thrombotic, vasorelaxant, anti-angiogenic. Now, the anti-angiogenic means that angiogenesis is a process when cancer tumors start laying down their own vessels to survive. That's a process called angiogenesis, and green tea knocks that out. Vasorelaxation, you know, in terms of really supporting against hypertension, anti-thrombotic, right, and against thrombosis, and anti-proliferative against proliferation of cancerous cells. So these are the important biological effects. The health benefits are it fights cancer, fights asthma, it supports anti-aging, it supports immune health, it supports Alzheimer's, it fights Alzheimer's, fights arthritis, fights liver disease, fights diabetes, fights Parkinson's, fights cardiovascular disease, fights obesity, fights periodontal disease, fights depression, fights cold and flus. It does many things. So this is why it's been drank, the next most important liquid was water. It's really a powerful nutritive tonic. Now we're going to talk today about immune health. When we do our series on green tea, we're looking at the different functions and we're going to go deeper and deeper into this so you start getting an appreciation. Now, at the work we do at CytoSolve, what we've done is we have taken these different areas, immune health, respiratory health, and these are big areas of scientific research. that I'm going to share with you what we've done. We've mapped out the molecular pathways. We've gone through the literature. And this is why during 2020, I was the first one to come out as a scientist and was able to, without hesitation, say what the pandemic was really about, why we need to boost the immune system, and what needs to be, what can be done, what we could do, the vitamin D3 protocol I came up with, quercetin, et cetera, because I had a deep understanding of the immune system. So let's go back here and we'll understand that when we look at Cytosolve Immune Health Initiative, okay, we have looked at three areas: transplant tolerance, low-grade chronic inflammation, and lupus. And again, we went through this process. We did the systems architecture, and in the systems architecture, we uncovered the systems architecture we've completed relative to transplant tolerance, low-grade inflammation, and lupus. And these are those architectural diagrams. This is something that we published where we mapped out that green tea actually supports transplant tolerance. These are the molecular pathways involved in transplant tolerance. These are the things involved in transplant rejection. And guess what? Green tea actually supports anti-inflammatory mechanisms, which support transplant tolerance. And it also downregulates pro-inflammatory mechanisms, which reduce transplant rejection. In the area of low-grade inflammation, relative to immune health, we identified a set of compounds, including green tea, that have a very powerful effect in affecting multiple pathways that are involved in low-grade inflammation. And then we also understood, relative to the immune system, the processes of lupus, okay? How the immune system, dendritic cells, affect T cells, which affect B cells, and how the macrophages affect B cells and these feedback mechanisms, and the various target systems in the skin epithelial, in fibroblastic reticular cells, endothelial cells, renal cells, musculoskeletal cells, and nervous system. So we have published those. We published our transplant tolerance in 2021, the low-grade inflammation in 2022, and the lupus is now in preparation. But we've modeled all of these different areas. All of these areas have been completed. But one of the most important things, as you can see here, is that there are many potential triggers that affect immune health, right? And you can see those: inflammation, heat shock proteins, and this is some of them, smoking, poor diet, alcohol consumption, sedentary behavior, stress, weight gain. These all result in low-grade inflammation. Genes, viral infections, sunlight, blood pressure medications, antibiotics, smoking, anti-seizure medications affect lupus. So we've been comprehensively been able to identify many, many triggers that result in immune health issues, low-grade inflammation, to the issues that I just shared with you in transplant tolerance, et cetera. So we've done quite a bit of research in really understanding immune health at a deep level, more than many of the institutions in the world at a deep level, you see? So Cytosolve is able to take all this knowledge, organize it, but really understand the systematic process. And all of you guys will share shortly can be part of this. The other thing is we are now in the process of finding combinations of ingredients. So for example, these are the potential ingredients that could be good for immune health. You can see them. We have identified about 37 of them: green tea, garlic, ginger, black cumin seeds, turmeric, blueberries, astragalus, black elderberry, echinacea. You can see the whole list here: onions, bitter gourd, cordyceps. The issue is, which one should you take? Which ones are right for you? And what's the right combination? So you can see there's so many different potential things out there. How do you find what's right for you? All right. And that's where Cytosolve can help. In fact, we're the only ones who can do this cheaper, faster, and safer than anyone else. Pharma really can't even do this. And our next goal would be to discover these combinations, discover them, make sure Amazon doesn't steal them from us, and then produce an immune health product, which we're in the middle of doing. Okay. And that's part of our Immunosolve initiative. So when we look at green tea on immune health, this is what we've discovered. These are those potential ingredients that I just talked about. And what we found is when you look at green tea, okay, our analysis found out that EGCG, very important compound, EGCG does two things. It affects the innate immune system and it modulates the innate immune system using these catechins, particularly EGCG. So if you have the cytokine storm, that's when your immune system goes haywire and it thinks it's going to have to go kill everything. And this is what happened to a lot of people who have weakened immune systems during COVID. Now, the cytokine storm occurs because within your TH1 cells, NF kappa beta and AP1 release TNF alpha and IL-6 respectively, which release MCP1 and IL-1 beta. These create this cytokine storm. Okay. Now what green tea does, it modulates this. What green tea does, it inhibits NF kappa beta and AP1, mitigating these cytokine storms. This is why EGCG and green tea is powerful, as you can see. So just look at that. We are, providing all of you this deep knowledge of the mechanisms of action. This is what we call a systems approach, how A connects to B, B connects to C. You can take the same approach, by the way, in any aspect of life. Okay. So then the next thing is the adaptive. So by the way, EGCG affects the innate immune system, but also affects the adaptive immune system. So here EGCG affects the native T cells. So within the native T cells, there's an enzyme called IMDPH, which is an enzyme necessary for the activation of pro-inflammatory T cells. So what EGCG does is it inhibits that. So green tea effectively inhibits this enzyme. And the inhibition of this enzyme leads to suppression of the active T cells and reduction in inflammation. Again, another mechanistic understanding of why EGCG works. Now there's another compound in green tea known as L-theanine. And what you can see here is within the innate immune system, the EGCG provides shock absorbers to modulate it. So for example, the L-theanine from the green tea promotes the proliferation of gamma sigma T cells an innate immune cell. And the gamma sigma T cells directly kill microbes such as bacteria, virus, and fungi. Okay. So that's another way L-theanine also helps. So the key thing to understand here is that green tea is a medicine. It has these compounds. There's probably many others. And we at Cytosolve have understood how these particular compounds mechanistically affect the pathways of inflammation. Okay. Now, the issue is, we also want you to know a couple of other important things. One is that is all green tea good? What are the varieties of green tea? Well, there's different varieties, Chinese green tea, Japanese green tea, fermented green tea, and oolong green tea. Now, Chinese green tea, the birthplace of green tea from China, and produces green teas on a large scale and small gardens that focus on rare specialties. And it's well-known varieties of Chinese green tea that include Wulu, Chao Yantao, and Lung Qing, okay? So these are the different varieties of Chinese green tea, Wulu, Chao Yantao, and Lung Qing. Japanese green tea also has its varieties. Now, in Japanese culture, the preparation and consumption of green tea was really part of a ceremonial significance, particularly in the practice of Chanoyu, or the Japanese tea ceremony. Now, the well-known varieties in Japan green tea includes sencha, which many of you may have heard of, gyokuro, matcha, and hojicha. Matcha has really been promoted more recently in the United States. Now, oolong green tea is produced in various regions, including China, Wulong, and Taiwan. Now, the different varieties of oolong green tea are cultivated, and they each have very particular characteristics, and they're influenced by factors such as, the territory, right? The terra, the altitude, and the processing techniques. So the question is, green tea right for you? Personalized medicine. What the current science says? Well, first of all, from a dosaging standpoint, a good maintenance dose is 3 to 10 cups, okay? 1 gram leaf to about 100 milliliters infusion of brewed green tea. For cardiovascular health, there's 160 to 2,488 milligrams per day of green tea extract. So that's the other benefit of green tea for cardiovascular. For neuroprotective effects, about 1.7 grams or 1720 milligrams per day of green tea extract. So what are the issues to consider? Is green tea good for everyone? Well, if you have an irritability issue, it's going to accentuate that. It can cause insomnia depending on when you're drinking it. heart palpitations, dizziness, and diarrhea. Again, how much you drink, and each person needs to have an intuitive sense of themselves. But if you have a proclivity for this, so be aware of this. We're not saying green tea is bad, nor is it good, but you have to be aware of when you're taking it, okay? And under what conditions. Now, we at Systems Health, which is one of the other solutions within our Truth from Health framework, with Systems Health, we're able to understand that the universe is composed of these three forces: transport, conversion, storage, or in the Indian system, Vata, Pitta, Kapha. And within this framework, we can understand foods on how they affect these three forces. So, for example, using Systems Health, your body, your system, we help you identify what kind of system you are. Then you can identify how your system's off course. That's a black dot. Then you can identify how foods and things can bring you back on course. So if you look at green tea, let's say this is who you are. Green tea is fundamentally going to, let's say you're off course here, the black dot, green tea is going to move you in this direction, which means towards more storage. So that's how green tea affects things, okay? It affects the storage capabilities, at least in this case. So, you know, obviously you want to move towards the red dot, which is your homeostasis. So again, depending on where you're at, what's going on, you can figure out with this tool, is a particular food, in this case, green tea, right for you. So fundamentally, the movement that we've created has the Leadership Training Institute, the Systems Health Institute, and the Open Science Institute. The Systems Health Institute allows you to figure out what's right for the right person at the right time. So that's what we have. To do that, you can come to our vashiva.com tutorial that we run, or our Systems Health tutorial at vashiva.com/tutorial. In summary, green tea modulates the cells of the innate and adaptive immune system. It inhibits the cytokine storm. Green tea has antimicrobial activity. Green tea promotes anti-inflammatory immune cell proliferation. And as you know, we are in the process of creating a product for immune health. And we're literally at this phase. And you guys, if you want to help, can be part of this. A, you can go to the Cytosol Open Science Institute, go to vashiva.com/open science and donate. And you'll see there's different areas. There's the Immune Health Initiative, which you guys can contribute to right there. Contribute whatever you want. You contribute $100 or more. We give you all of these gifts and make you part of the Warrior Program. Again, donate there. If you're interested in more things that you'd like to do directly with having a conversation with me, you can literally set up calendly.com/vashiva/60minutes. You can set up a meeting with me, because we have many different investment opportunities if you're interested. And finally, come to our Cytosoft Symposium that we do 11 a.m. EST, first Tuesdays every month at cytosol.com/symposium. In closing, what I want to say is that our movement is committed to advancing health, among many other things. But this is what's going on in the United States. People's lifespan is going down. This is lifespan. The rest of the world is also starting to go down, but in the United States, very precipitously. And this is because of stress caused by destroyed immune systems, difficult to get healthy foods, fake science, you know, corrupt leaders and governance, inability to solve problems, the income inequality issues. All of these things have affected stress, and stress is the number one leader, the leading factor that affects your aging systems. Truth, Freedom, and Health, we strengthen your immune system. We teach you how to eat local healthy foods on a budget. We teach you system science so you can get real education. We make your children smarter through our innovation program. We train you to be leaders, and we help you to manage your money. So become part of Truth, Freedom, Health. It's really the only program on the planet that is designated for us to build a bottoms-up movement so we can, destroy the swarm, as we call it, right? So get involved in this. Again, go to truthfromhealth.com, get educated, come to the open house that we do. And anyway, this has been our conversation about green tea. Some of you are asking about that banner back there, but we've created a powerful movement for Truth from Health. And that movement empowers everything we do, even the science we do, my running for president, etc. So get involved, get involved, get involved. As I sign off, I'll play you a quick video of our campaign for president. Those of you who want to get involved.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America?
I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors were blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption and racism. They've transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shiva Ayyadure, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for president.
All right, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that. There were a couple of nits in that presentation, which I'm sorry about. But keep an eye out for our future presentations. Be well, be the light. Thank you very much.